This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I'm calling because I've seen that there were some transactions made on premium appliances. I'm not sure if this is the right, if this is premium appliances.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please get a first and last name?
Yes. It seems like someone's made transactions with my card that isn't, I did not authorize. Someone, I don't know, stole my credit card information and made some purchases with you guys.
Okay, ma'am, can I please have a first and last name so I can look up and see if you have an account?
Yes. My name is Genesis Avalos. I never shopped here before, so I don't think I would have one.
Okay, ma'am. It seems like you do have an account to verify I am in the correct one. Could you please give me your address?
Well, that's weird. 2105 West Sixth Street?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Huh. What is the purchase history on it?
Okay, whoever did the initial purchase, since you said it wasn't you, thought they were going to pay $7.95 and receive a KitchenAid mixer, which is like almost $800. And that's not the case. What it was is they paid $7.95 to enter a sweepstakes to get 20 entries at one time in the sweepstakes for a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. It states per the terms and conditions, if you do not win and you do not cancel within 48 to 72 hours, and they have the sweepstakes again for the same product, which is a KitchenAid mixer, they will then charge you $56.95. And what that does versus the $7, which instead of 20 entries, you go from 1 in 1,000 with 20 entries to 1 in 500. If you don't win off of that and you don't cancel, and they have the sweepstakes again, it goes from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100. And again, they charge you the $56.95. And basically so on and so on, until you either win or you cancel. Now, it shows here that we tried to charge you, but it declined.
Yeah, because, yeah, no.
So I'm assuming you're calling because you want to cancel?
Yeah, if you could cancel everything, that would be amazing.
Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm doing now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to provide you with a cancellation number.
Okay.
It's going to be number? It's going to be C as in Charlie, 262-816-111. Again, that C as in Charlie, 262-816-111.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, no, that'll be all. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.